Hello, witches. Hello, hello. Welcome. Just like every other day, let's let people come in and get settled. Let me know if you are here and you are watching. What are you sipping on today? I am having some water. I'm experiencing some dehydration. Hello, everyone. It is day 5 of understanding your shadows. Ooh. Dana says, a warm mug of tea. I love it. I will more than likely get another cup of tea this morning after this. Good morning, Bonnie. I love that sunshine emoji. Perfect for what we will be speaking on this morning. Nikki, welcome back to day 5. Thank you so much for being here. Such a pleasure. For those of you who are joining me already, let me know how the first 4 days are landing in your body. How does it feel? As I said a couple days ago, I'm walking through this with you. Like I'm not just putting this out here. I'm making sure that I'm doing the work as well, because I believe that any practitioner should be practicing what they preach, right? So like I said, I'm drinking water during this instead of tea or coffee, because my body is saying, last night we play euchre with another couple once a month because we're old, and it's fun. And I laughed so hard, and the vibration in my body, it kind of took out a lot of stuck energy that was sitting there. It was much needed. However, as I said yesterday, as we are doing this process, as we are integrating our experience, it might make us tired. It might make us, you know, feel a little wishy-washy. So, yeah, I'm making sure that I'm taking care of my body as we do it. All right, everyone, it looks like quite a few people are here, so sit and sip a while. I'm Karina, and welcome back to the Witches Inn. Today is day 5. Here comes the sun. We are working in the solar plex chakra, and I am so, so excited, right? The solar plex chakra, it is located in the diaphragm. Let's see if I can remove banners here, or at least go back to just the simple banner. There we go. Okay. So it's located in the diaphragm, right under that rib cage, right above the navel or belly button. So let me see what's happening here. Bonnie says, emotional, empowering, but also feeling foreign to me. Yeah. I'm not used to being assertive. Mm-hmm. That, I love that foreign feeling. When we are stepping into something new, when we're creating a new way of being for self, or even like, let's say we're traveling, we're going to the unknown, it's going to make us feel uncomfortable. There's going to be these shadowy kind of emotions that come to the surface. So I appreciate you sharing that and being open and vulnerable here. It's lovely. Nikki says, setting boundaries and speaking truth is hard, 100%. But even just thinking of it has been helpful. Awesome. Yeah, this is your own process, right? Your body, you will respond. You will set the boundaries. You will, you know, again, I think I said in day 3, there's going to be times when you set a boundary and it feels really good. And then there's going to be other times when you set a boundary and you're going to have to set a boundary and you're going to have to set a boundary and you're going to have to set a boundary. And each time you do that, it's going to feel really uncomfortable, but you know that, okay, I'm doing the right thing. And so I'm going to move into this boundary more and I'm going to sink into that feeling that like, this is for me. I'm stepping out of that fixer. I'm stepping out of that people pleaser and I'm going to do it. And sometimes we're going to go, you know what? It's not... It's just not worth it right now. So I'm not going to set that boundary. Instead, that boundary might not look like speaking. That boundary might look like, you know, a body action of, okay, I got to go now, or whatever that might look for you. So I love it. Thank you so much, Nikki and Bonnie, for sharing your experience with the group. So day five. I honestly can't believe we're already in day five. October for me has gone so fast, but this in general has also gone quite quickly. So here comes the sun. Whenever I think of the solar plexus chakra, I always think of the Beatles. We are officially getting into those fire chakras that the action of the chakra system, the foundation of the chakra system, right? Although our shadows are grounded in our root chakra, we started at the crown to really start to understand how the mind plays its tricks on our visions, on the way that we speak and show up within our heart space. And now today we are working on joy, that the beginning of that kind of pleasure center in the body. Something that I discovered in the year of I am for myself was that my biggest shadow was actually joy, receiving it and being in joy. Why? Because past experiences through my heart told me that I needed to always wait for the other shoe to drop. So be happy, be in this moment, but also don't get too caught up in it, right? And this shows up in a few ways with regards to, one second, everyone, I need to block delete someone. Do, block user. And we're going to delete that comment. Perfect. I love when people who are, I'm going to say scammers, show up on my lives, because it gives me an amazing opportunity to be like, nope, assert my boundary, live in that joy of, I don't know this person. Bye. Anyways. Okay. So, living in joy actually brought up quite a lot of fear for me, quite a lot of fear, because I was always waiting for that other shoe to drop. Past experience told me that this is going to be short-lived. Enjoy it while you can. Because there's going to be another conflict that comes around the corner that you are going to have to deal with. And since I started working in my shadows and really listening to that fear of joy, I discovered that it's because I wasn't really allowing it, right? I was playing into that shadow of safety. I was playing into that shadow of, even if something happy is happening, if something sad or kind of steers me in a different direction, I then need to switch my emotion. And our solar plex teaches us that we can be multifaceted beings. We are allowed to say, this thing that's happening currently is really shitty, but at the end of the day, I'm actually really happy with my life, right? I'm really happy with, you know, not this situation, not this experience, but I'm really happy with other aspects, right? Because that's really what we're trying to do here, is we're trying to show ourselves, we're trying to live in that knowledge that yes, we are multifaceted beings. We can have a multitude of experiences, of emotions all at once, right? I want you to think back to when you're a child, because the solar plex chakra has a lot to do with that inner child and how they express and how they live in joy. And we're going to use like a really simple kind of example. And, you know, this might relate to some, this might not relate to others, all right? But this is where manifesting often stops us, okay? So when you're a child, you're in a competition, whatever that competition might look like, running, swimming, singing, maybe you're going out for a lead in a play, maybe you were auditioning for a choir, maybe it was a coloring contest, maybe, you know, whatever. There's a multitude of things. You put a number in for the raffle, right? A penny drive. It's a competition though, okay? What happens when you win? You and your friend might be going for the exact same part, and now you win. So now you get to live in your joy. Yes, I did it. I did it. I got the part, or, you know, I won this prize, or I got first place in whatever this is, right? While your friend, your best friend, is like, well, I didn't. I didn't even get second. I didn't even place. And so now we're being taught through empathy that we have to split our emotion. You can hold joy, but also be empathetic to this friend. A lot of times when we are young, we're taught not to gloat, not to celebrate an over amount, right? Because we don't want to kind of rub it in other people's faces. We don't want them to feel less than because we achieve something. Your money mindset lives in your solar plexus, right? If you are trying to manifest more money, if you are trying to manifest more clients, if you are trying to manifest your dream job, are you blocking your own abundance? Because if you get it, then someone else misses out. Are you denying yourself joy because someone else might experience the shadow aspect of that joy? And therefore, joy now becomes a shadow aspect for self. Has anyone had that experience before, or does that resonate with others? I'd love to know. Sorry, everyone, my nose is stuffy today. So Nikki says that this resonates for them. Yeah. So by working with that joy center, right, and connecting these upper chakra systems, I know my heart. I know that when I'm sitting with my best friend or when I'm sitting with another business owner and they say to me, yeah, I didn't make my month this month. And it really sucks because now I'm having to decide if I need to go back to a part-time or a full-time job and work what really was kind of satisfying me, you know, this way. I've been putting a lot of work and effort into courses or programs or services that I'm offering other people, and people just aren't buying, right? I know that in that moment, I'm not going to say, well, I'm doing amazing, right? I'm going to hold space for that other person. And I'm going to make sure, again, that within my inner circle, I'm sharing my joy in a way that's positive for me. So Wendy says, totally. Seems the Libra in me works overtime to keep everything balanced. Sigh. Mm-hmm. Not to call you out, but Libras in general feel, because they are that balancing scale, the shadow aspect of a Libra is making sure that everyone feels good. So Wendy, I'm going to give you and anyone else here who may not be able to a little simple tip, and I'll make sure to add this. Let me write this down so that I don't forget. Compliments. Do you need to compliment a compliment? Wow, your hair looks so good today. Thank you so much. Your shirt looks amazing. Do you need to compliment a compliment? Or can you simply just say, thank you, I appreciate that? Ooh, how assertive, how confident, right? When I first started not complimenting compliments, when I first started receiving right? Solar plexus is the receiver of our shadow work. It can feel pretty icky. So Emma says, sometimes I feel guilty if I'm happy and others aren't around me. Not sure if that makes sense. 100% that makes sense. 100% that makes sense. I sat with someone a couple weeks ago and they said, I feel guilty because I feel like I have achieved more in my life than some of my family members. And so I feel like I can't talk about the joys that are happening in my life because it'll make other people feel less than. But doesn't your family want you to win? And doesn't sharing your joy with your inner circle, again, that doesn't mean like rubbing it in their face. If they're talking to you about something that's really affecting them, then yeah, maybe it's not the time or place. However, if you like scored a huge client, right? You sold a lot of things. You got a role in a play. You just had a really good day, right? It doesn't always have to be like a monetary thing. It can simply just be like, I had a really good day. I want to call someone and tell someone about this. Who isn't my partner? Who doesn't live with me? Like, I want to share this experience with the world, right? Heck, even posting it on Facebook, right? Allowing what you want to see in the world to come from you. Today was a good day, guys. Then do that, share that. We can lead with a compassionate heart, knowing discernment, right? This is the solar plexus, discernment versus judgment. On some level, I never seem to want to be too much. Yep. Working on just saying thank you, says Wendy. Yeah, our solar plexus are where we were taught that we were too much. It's this fine balancing act. Our heart does the balancing between our lower chakras and our upper chakras, and our solar plexus do the balancing act when it comes to our energetic body, our knowing, our too muchness. This is where that witch comes in for us. Am I willing to be the villain in my own story? Am I willing to sit with the uncomfortable feelings that arise as I start to assert my shadow side? And joy, 100%, can be a shadow aspect. So looking at discernment and judgment, right? Your friend calls you up. They're like, I had a really crappy day. Okay, I'm going to, because my one friend, she's amazing. And so I'm not going to name her name, but she called me at 11 p.m. the other night. This is someone who like, yeah, we've talked late into the night, but like the conversation started around like 9 or 8:30 or whatever. I've never received a phone call from this person. It was actually after 11. I knew immediately something was wrong, right? So I answered the phone and I'm talking to her. Now, she let me know what was happening in her life, and I sat and I listened for her. Now, later on in the conversation, as she was starting to calm, she was like, so how was your day? I had an amazing day that day. However, this was not the time nor the place to be like, my day was fucking great. Thanks for asking. Because that would take away, right? That would lower the vibration of this person. That would then become that energy vampire to this person. So instead, I was just like, yeah, it was a good day. You know, I got a lot done. Thanks for asking. Because she needed that compassion. She needed that understanding. She needed that to be about her, that conversation. It wasn't a conversation that needed to be about me. And so when you're sharing your joy with people, that's where that kind of shadowy aspect comes forward, where it's like, I'm putting myself center stage. I'm putting myself in that role of abundance, of manifesting, right? So this is where judgment and discernment comes up. And we're not always going to get this right. You know, they're definitely... is a chance that excitement might take over me and I might go, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not going to meet myself with judgment after that happens. I'm going to meet myself with compassion. And again, this is a practice. Practice makes perfect. I wouldn't even say that. I would say practice allows for a better response than a reaction from ourselves. So showing ourselves compassion and going, oh, I didn't really like how I showed up there. That's okay though. I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to know that, you know, this is not giving in excuses, not giving it a story, but saying, I can do better next time. When this situation arises, I'm going to try my best to do better next time. The solar plexus are also where burnout happens because we are stepping into that people pleaser or fixer, right? If I can't share my joy with someone, then I am people pleasing. I am trying to fix other people. I am trying to minimize my light. I am trying to lower my vibration in order to meet someone else's vibration. And that, my friends, is the cause of burnout. What is your capacity? At 11 a.m., if I had a 11 p.m., if I had a really, really bad day, knowing that my friend was calling me at 11, right? Am I going to pick up the phone? They don't know that I'm there. They don't know that I don't have my phone on do not disturb. They don't know, right? Do I have the capacity, knowing that my friend never calls me past 11, past 10, really? I knew this was going to be a crisis. I'm using my intuition. Do I have the capacity to take this on? Oh, Pisces people pleaser. Yeah. So if I don't have the capacity and I take it, and now grant, you know, thinking when someone calls you in crisis, it's not usually a short conversation, right? And it's going to be a conversation that takes a lot of emotional energy from myself, right? So if I know that about me, I know that about this phone call, I literally have a split, kind of like a split second to make that decision. Do I have the capacity to take this? Yes. Okay. Knowing that I might be on the phone till 1 a.m. Yep, I do. I have the capacity. Today was a good day. My cup was full. Here we go. Let's talk this through. Let me be here for that person. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Do I have the capacity to take this on? That is the joy, right? That is where joy starts to live. That is if you are just taking things on because they're being asked of you, not necessarily because you're going to enjoy the task. And I mean, not every task we're going to enjoy. Some things we have to do because, you know, you have to do the dishes, you have to do your laundry. And unless you're okay with, you know, eating off dirty dishes, unless you're okay with having dirty clothes, like, and no judgment, right? Like, if that's you, cool. I get it. And, you know, economic stance as well within that. But if I don't have the capacity to take on another project, to take on another experience, to take on another situation, then I'm going to say no. I'm going to stand in that boundary because I don't want to burn myself out. I don't want to be in a place where I'm having to do reactive self-care instead of active self-care. So asking yourself before you take on another project, before you take on an experience, am I going to have the capacity for this? Is this going to enhance or take away from my experience? So if you suffer, if you have experienced burnout, one way to really, and I mean, this even happens with manifesting, right? Sometimes we're just go, 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 go. This is where productivity happens. Go, 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 go. And then all of a sudden it's like, why are things stalling? I'm moving, I'm moving, I'm moving. Well, maybe you're being asked to rest. Maybe you're being asked to recharge that solar plex. Maybe you're asked to celebrate and integrate that experience for yourself. And so, you know, one thing when I'm working with, it's especially entrepreneurs, when I'm working with entrepreneurs, small business owners, is I'm tired. I hear that. I'm tired. Then rest. Honor your cycle. If I rest, the momentum behind my business might stop. I might not get the clients that I'm hoping to get. Mm-hmm. But you're also telling me that your capacity is at max. You're tired. So what do you need to do? Productivity, rest is productive. You're telling me your capacity is no more. So take the time to rest. And I'll give you an example from this in my own life. I knew October was going to be very busy for myself. So my husband and I, from November 1st to November 5th, will be going on vacation. We're just going, you know, taking some time. I won't be answering stuff at work and I won't be replying to emails. Actually, we probably won't have cell service. Does that scare the crap out of me? 100%. As a small business owner, I can hold two emotions at once. That can scare me. And also I can know that that's needed, right? We are multifaceted beings. We can hold two emotions at once, knowing that one is going to make us uncomfortable, even though it's needed. We're going to celebrate the second anniversary of The Witches Inn. We're also going to celebrate my birthday. And it feels good. I can't wait to be productive and share time with just my husband, to tune out the rest of the world and go, I know what's meant for me is always going to be there, and I'm going to be able to reapproach that when I come back. Why? Because I've set a strong foundation. So, how's this feeling? How's this landing? What I would like to do for a couple minutes before we end today's video is to breathe into the diaphragm together and to do some fun activities that can, when we're feeling energy being stuck, that we can utilize and use in order to move some energy just on the fly when we're by ourselves, or maybe you're in a group of people, it's okay. Genevieve, you are welcome. I appreciate you too, Genevieve. I really do. I love everything that you do and how you show up. It's amazing. It's beautiful. All right. So Emma says this all resonates and lots of learning. Yeah. I would definitely recommend, like, if you're doing this, visit it. Like, you're going to have the emails, right? Visit it a few times when you might, ooh, okay, I'm starting to feel this. What day was that? I'm going to go back and even just reading the emails. You're welcome. Okay. So what we're going to be doing, and I want to talk about Awaken the Witch Within, remembering that if you are signed up for Understanding Your Shadows, you have a coupon code that's available until October 30th for 50% off. And the reason why I want to talk about movement and breath work is because you will be doing yoga for 30 minutes to 45 minutes in each week. So over the 5 weeks, it will be a mix of journaling, community, as well as movement to really help you integrate the experience. So to kind of help and show you how movement and breath work helps you integrate this experience of shadow work, we're going to do some of it together. So to breathe into your diaphragm, what I would like you to do, and breathe life into that solar plex, what I'd like you to do is, if you're driving, please don't do this. Okay. Be safe. Safety first, people. I'd like you to put your feet on the ground. If you are physically sitting on the ground, feeling into those sits bones, right? So those, that fleshy part of your bum, you might want to like move your bum cheeks to the side, really allowing your sits bones to get to that ground. Okay. If you're sitting in a chair or if you feel like standing, really feeling that feet on the ground. All right. Bending the knees, not hyperextending the knees, allowing for kind of like buoyancy to happen. Rolling the shoulders up and back on away from the ears, right? We're taking the weight of the world off of our shoulders. And when we're going to breathe in, we're going to breathe in through our nose. We're going to go past our lungs, okay? So what I want you to feel is your stomach expand as you breathe. So don't worry, you're still going to get air in your lungs, but what's going to happen if you've ever sang or if you've ever been a theater kid, a swimmer, or had to do sports, you might be familiar with this. Breathing down into the diaphragm, allowing the belly to expand, holding it. And letting it out. So when you're breathing, your shoulders should not be going up. They should be staying down in place. If you've been experiencing a lot of head voice, right? If it's really been hard for you to connect head and body during this experience, this is going to create some fire in that lower section of the body, right? That trunk of the body, and really allow for this experience to drop yourself down. Now on your next exhale, what I would like you to do is either a pony breath or flutter the lips. So what that looks like is this. Making sure the jaw stays loose, drop your tongue from the roof of your mouth. If you're doing it properly, it should tingle around your lips. It means that you are getting into that diaphragm breath. The breath is hitting the back of your throat and coming out in a way that clears space in the energetic body, okay? And a pony breath sounds like this. And really accentuate the stomach. Feel that as you exhale, feel that stomach pull in closer to the spine. Okay. You might need to place your hand on your sacral chakra. So below the navel, below the belly button, pulling that in so that you can physically connect your brain, right, with the sensation, a tangible sensation of your breath, of your body. So breathing in again with me. Stomach expands and kind of sounds like toots, right? Let's let that inner child out. Let's let that joy out. Let's experience some joy together, right? Sucking in that stomach. Awesome. All right. Another great way that you can quickly connect your sacral chakra to the rest of your body is doing a forward fold, of course, when it is safe and when you are feeling good. So I'm going to try and attempt this. You might not be able to see all of me, but standing up, feet flat on the ground, okay? Bending those knees. We're going to breathe up and bring our hands up, and we're going to gently on the exhale, fold forward, right? Collapsing into ourselves. And just hang out there for a minute. You're going to feel all that blood start rushing to your head. And when it feels good, start to come up but do it very slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, okay? So that you're not creating dizziness, so that you're not creating kind of unbalance, right? We want to do this safely. Go slow. And exhale again. Whew. All right. How's that feeling for everyone? Has your face gotten hot? Has your body lit up, right, with heat? This is letting you know that your body's saying, ooh, I like this. Ooh, I'm feeling connected, right? And so the practice of yoga that we will be doing with Awaken the Witch Within will be a little bit more, obviously, intense, right? It will be a flow yoga practice. And then afterwards, we're going to come together and we're going to talk about that experience of what that journaling felt like, how moving our bodies and integrating that journal, that head experience into our body allowed us to feel. And we're going to share food. We are going to be virtual, so you'll have to bring your own. Whatever you want, it's fine, right? And share our experience. Share what came up, what body knowledge came up for us. Because that's the whole point of our shadow selves. It's, again, not listening to that external world, not listening of the expectations that others might put on us or we might put on ourselves because we think others would like us to show up like this, and sinking into our experience and saying, yeah, I know I'm not going to always get it right. I know I'm not perfect, right? But I also know that I'm doing the best I can and that I know my heart and I know my experience, and I'm gonna put that best foot forward every single day. Genevieve says, I really needed that release. I didn't realize how much stress I am holding on to. Yeah, breathing and moving our bodies intentionally, right? Intentionally. I'm going to move my body to release, right? To open it up and to release tension is really, it's kind of saying to the body, like, I care about you. I'm not just a brain. I'm everything. I'm my whole experience. So I'm glad that that felt very good for you. All right. Beautiful, beautiful witches. Make sure that you are liked and subscribed over on YouTube or here on Facebook. So if you haven't signed up for Understanding Your Shadows yet, please feel free to do so. All my links are in the description. You can book a private one-on-one reading with me. You can book Awaken the Witch Within as well in that link. But in your emails, you will see a coupon code that is only good until October 30th for Awaken the Witch Within. If you've been feeling into this experience and you're ready to go deeper to really integrate this experience into your life, being able to practice this in a space that's going to hold you, not accountable, not trying to fix you, but just hold you in however you're showing up that day. Because I'll let you know, during that 5 weeks, resistance is going to show up. It's going to show up for you and it's going to show up for me. Why? Because when we are stepping in and embodying our lives consciously, intentionally, it feels strange. It feels uncomfortable. That shadowy aspect of ego goes, ugh, I don't like uncomfortable. Can we please retreat back? Because the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. But what our ego doesn't tell us is that oftentimes that unknown isn't a devil. It's actually an angel. And it's waiting for us to celebrate and hold ourselves in a way that's loving and compassionate. So that when we are showing up for others, when we are showing up for the experiences that we're intentionally saying, yes, that is a yes, right? We create a beautiful outward ripple that holds people in joy, no matter what. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful witches. Thank you all so much for joining me here today. I'm Karina. This is The Witches Inn, and I will see you tomorrow for day 6 of understanding your shadows. Have a good one, and blessed be. Bye.